855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's live Saturday night edition. For those of you that are keeping track, the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up is at day 39. Our main host here on the show, the guy who sits in the first chair, Ian Freeman, has been tossed into a jail for, well, standing in front of a police car because he felt like a young lady was being taken to jail unjustly. Think whatever you want about that particular aspect, but I can tell you that there are a myriad of things that were done shadily, and, you know, I can't tell you what's legal and what's not, because the fact is they do whatever the heck they want.
It's too ambiguous.
But speedy trial was supposed to be 6 months. It took him more than a year to bring this guy to trial. He didn't sign any piece of paper saying it was okay. The judge just said, all right, doesn't matter. Just passed it by, and that's just one of a myriad of things that was done. So,
is this the judge is going to be retiring?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, going to miss him.
Oh, but, so bad, because it's sad. He'll be replaced by a free market judge. You might actually... Oh, no, that's right. He'll be replaced by another judge who will be paid by people whether they want to pay him or not.
There is, however, a habeas corpus hearing coming up for Ian, I guess, on Monday or Tuesday. And so maybe something will come up that. Yeah. But anyway, Gardner, you've got a pretty cool story about fat kids in Michigan.
Nothing better than getting into a story where it looks like the government is once more invading people. Privacy. Yes, indeed. But it's all for a good cause, and I'm feeling very warm and fuzzy about it on a cool September night. Here's the story. It comes out of Michigan. Dateline Michigan from the Associated Press. Are you ready for this one? Are you ready for some foosball? Governor Rick Snyder plans to direct doctors in Michigan to begin, check this out, to direct doctors. That's the first part.
Yes.
To direct doctors. Don't, you know, you have to parse these things because there's so much heavy state baggage in every aspect of this.
Yep.
To direct doctors in Michigan to begin monitoring the body weight of their young patients and provide...
As if doctors have not been monitoring the body weight of their young patients all along, right?
I mean, every time I
went to the doctor, they put you on the scale, and then they measured your height.
That's kind of strange. I must have slipped my mind because I'm so skinny. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe medicine has changed now.
That's right. It's Theodoric of York from Saturday Night Live.
I have no idea.
Scales? As a Saturday Night Live skit with Steve Martin. Anyway, so he says, and to provide the data to a state registry. In one of the most extensive government efforts to address, yeah, you got it, Repo Man, the growing problem of pediatric obesity, the Associated Press has learned.
So apparently the state's going to do a better job than doctors of addressing pediatric obesity.
Nobody cares more than the state.
Right. The same organization here, essentially. I mean, I understand this is the state of Michigan, not the federal government, but, you know, these are governmental organizations.
In the abstract.
In the abstract. The same organization that, funds, subsidizes corn, subsidizes meat.
Corn
subsidizes,
sweetener.
Yeah. Subsidizes the things that make us the fattest in the world.
Yeah. And I remember,
they're going to protect us from getting fat.
It was a few weeks ago that we were talking about, was it New York was thinking about banning corn sweetened sodas?
Something. Yeah,
yes.
That was exactly
and
what it was.
They were upset because, of course, corn sweetener doesn't trigger the satiation response the way sugar does. And so and we talked in that show about how this is one mistake of government being heaped on another mistake of government. You've got mercantilism and favoritism by the government in Washington, D.C., imposing tariffs on foreign sugar, which prompts people to use corn syrup, which favors ADM and the corn conglomerate, which lobbies for these tariffs to be put on. So we pay hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars a year more for sweetened things because of corn syrup. And, of course, now you've got the extra layer on it, which we discussed a few weeks ago, of busybody politicians saying, well, you people in private business, you're selling these corn-sweetened sodas. which is terrible. So what we're going to do on the other hand of business here is we're going to slug you if you use the corn sweetened syrups that you turn to because of the left hand of government on the federal side that made the sugar more expensive.
Right, and so instead of government getting involved in our business, why doesn't government get out of our business?
And that's it.
So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe Americans would be as fat as we are now if the government hadn't gotten involved. I don't think this is true, but maybe it's true. Maybe one can make the argument that Americans would be as fat as we are now if the government hadn't gotten into the business of subsidizing corn and farmers and all this other stuff.
Right. And these are the same kinds of people that when you watch a show like Jamie Oliver's show, and I know it's not exactly the same, but it's analogous, he goes into private businesses to check out their nutrition stuff, and he gets them to come on his show. And he'll say, okay, what do you have? You know, what's the story? He tries to get them to change. He learns about how they have to cater to the consumers and what they want, whether
right.
they think
consumers
they'll sell
want
stuff or not.
Sweet, fat, salty things.
Great example. Another aside, and we'll get right back to this Michigan story. On Nightline with Ted Koppel, I wrote about this in my book, and I also wrote about it. You can find it on the Mises website. It's called Are We Being Force-Fed? And he had this woman, Michelle something or other, some reporter person, gets in there and talks about how obese people in the inner city are at a disadvantage because they don't have all the fruits and vegetables that the people outside the city have. And they don't have
they don't
all the supermarkets.
Fruits and vegetables in the
right. And this is fascinating because the argument used to be that in the suburbs they drove more, so they would be more obese. Now they're saying that people in the inner city. And they literally had on the show, Ted Koppel said, so-and-so gets off his bus and tries to avoid, he weighs 400 pounds. He's trying to lose weight, but when he gets off the bus in his Washington, D.C. neighborhood, he has to run a gauntlet of fast food joints and, convenience stores, which stock fattening foods. So I went to a convenience store because I know the way the market works. Ted Koppel. And I said, excuse me, if you had customers who were more interested, if you had more customers who were interested in fruits and vegetables, would you devote more than the space that you're devoting to them now? Well, of course, because they would be selling more.
Would.
We'd bring more in.
You could get fruits and vegetables on the streets of New York on
exactly.
this part. I see them.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, admittedly, they're not the, apples, oranges, and bananas tend to be the sweeter of the fruits out there.
Sure.
And I think Americans consume too many of these particular fruits, and they probably should focus on some other fruits. Berries would be a really great thing. But berries, you know, they don't transport as easily as an apple does. An apple can handle a little more roughing than a blackberry
you've got the
can.
Skin. Good point. So now,
I'd still rather have I can't eat an apple than eat
right.
a Snickers bar.
So you get these arguments that are completely gone from any economic reality and trying to ascribe some sort of need for a repair. And this ties into the we all pay for it thing. So, you know, we mentioned in the last hour the Fourth Amendment being completely wiped out on the plains, where supposedly you have a right to not be searched unless someone has a warrant. You supposedly have a right to keep and bear arms, but of course the government has imposed itself in regulating the air routes, so you don't have that right, and the airlines don't even have the ability to allow you to utilize your firearm if you want to. So that's been eroded. So don't count on government to protect your rights, everybody, okay? That's absolutely false. Government exists by intruding on your rights, by stealing something as much as it wants, and if you don't like it, you will lose your house or your freedom. Just ask Ian right now what he ran into in certain situations with his couch a couple years ago. So here's the deal. In Michigan right now, they're saying that it would help track the state's growing obesity problem. So now here again, loaded terminology, the state's growing obesity problem. Really? I didn't know that my neighbor's obesity problem was my problem. I work out.
It is
a lot.
When they decide to transfer wealth from you to them. For
exactly.
That
exactly. And I've asked, and this is a message to all the left wing hypocrites out there. Let me ask you again. Can you give me a substantive, reasoned, and moral, non hypocritical answer to say, I know that you oppose the invasion of people's Fourth Amendment rights on their phone records under the Bush administration, which, by the way, is still happening under Obama. How do you feel about people's medical records being taken, forcibly collected?
So do you think that the doctors should have to report kids' weight to the state? Do you think the state's the best organization to take care of this? Tell me if this makes you feel better. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Do you own your emotions, or do they own you? Do you manage them, or do they manage you? You know, when we are emotionally driven, we tend to talk a lot out of those emotions, and it can get us into a lot of trouble. One of the things we really all have a tendency to do when we feel emotionally upset or disturbed is complain, murmur, grumble about everything in life that we think is making us unhappy. But you know, God is good. He is definitely good, always good. And He expects us to remain thankful even in the midst of difficulty. I believe one of the most powerful things that you can do is stay happy even when things are not going your way. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the Stickle toll-free call-in line here on the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Gar.
You can call in, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. I know that Free Talk Live is preempted by a whole lot of baseball tonight. Then, you know, it's just that time of year, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And everybody knows that we here like to talk a different kind of game. We like to talk the game of freedom, to use the euphemism. And so give us a call. We talk about anything you want to discuss. And remember, the number is 855-450-3733. 3733.
And, you know, freedom, it's a dangerous game. Kids could get fat, Gardner.
During the break, I was eating pieces of a chocolate chip cookie, holding it up to the camera, well, almost to the camera, just to resist those authoritarians in Michigan. Yes, Mark Edge, the folks in Michigan are getting a handle of the fat. And I don't know if I really like that concept, but they're grabbing the love handles with all they've got, and they are going to stop little kids from becoming not-so-little kids. How are they going to do it? The heroic Governor Rick Snyder plans to direct doctors in Michigan to begin monitoring the body weight of their young patients. As we mentioned, the idea of a governor directing doctors has some very scary connotations. The idea of directing them to monitor the body weight of their young patients is kind of silly, because they do anyway, if the parents are so inclined, in their regular checkups. And the idea of providing the data to a state registry seems to me to be a bit of a breach of the Fourth Amendment against unwarranted searches and seizures.
Just demanding information, your medical information, be sent to the state government? That doesn't make any sense to me.
It's incredible. Now, typically, and I don't want to revert to this all the time, but typically I would hear people on some talk radio shows saying, what do you think about childhood obesity? What are we going to do about that? Is it a problem that children are obese and blah, 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 right? But there's some important stuff happening here. And one of those is that the government is not supposed to be doing this sort of thing. This is a blatant, amazing, and absurd invasion of privacy. But this is the type of invasion of privacy that many people have already accepted. And so it's just the pot getting a little bit warmer.
Yep.
And maybe because it's children, they'll be upset about this. But what if this were adults?
Well,
and they were.
Look, these children are going to grow up into adults.
Exactly.
And you can believe, with Obamacare being rolled in, now everybody's weight is everybody else's issue. When you see a fat person going down the street, you know that person is going to cost you tax money.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the government does. It takes groups, interest groups, and pits them against each other in order to get the power of the government.
Yes.
I want the power of the government to be free. Other people want the power of the government in order to control me. So the government successfully manages to pit itself in between, insert itself in between by pitting us together, and it makes money in the process.
That's right. And I don't know if people are upset about this, but I would like to know whether or not people think that it is appropriate for the government to be taking people's personal data and utilizing it in this way to do something that they think is better for the greater good. The ends justify the means, evidently. And what else can they do? What else will they do? Will they regulate how much children can watch television?
Oh, they'd love to do that.
Will they regulate the content of Fat Albert now and say, oh, no, there were too many episodes where Fat Albert came out looking like a good guy, and really, he's obese. So we can't have him being depicted as a good guy.
You know,
he has to have more troubles.
This seems ludicrous, but during the 80s, I spoke to a guy, not spoke to a guy, but I read the blog of a guy who had was apparently involved in doing the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon. And he said that the whole industry at the time was based around not doing what the group wanted you to do. Mm-hmm. That if you were a loner, you were a bad person. And that this particular cartoon, Dungeons and Dragons, I don't know if anybody remembers it from the 80s. There was one character that would always want to do something the group didn't want to do, and he would be shown every episode to be, how this was a poor choice.
A mistake.
Yeah.
One thing I should mention, if people think this is too far gone, just remember when Joe Lieberman, the exciting Joe Lieberman from Connecticut, who, as I often mention, sounds just like the bad guy from Silence of the Lambs, and I think he does like the lotion to be put into the basket, or else it gets the hose again. Joe Lieberman stated in his run for presidency that he was talking about Hollywood and violence and smoking and things like that, and he said if Hollywood didn't clean up his act, he would work to have films categorized as products and regulated, of course unconstitutionally, but they don't care, under the Interstate Commerce Clause.
Interesting.
So there you go. So it's all one big ball of wax.
Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
All is well.
What can we do for you?
Good. Well, it's interesting. Joe Lieberman. In the very beginning, he was very concerned about individual rights and freedoms. In the last 8 years, he's been the most draconian fascist senator, authoring all sorts of legislation and bills that curtail our freedom of speech, our freedom of assembly. He's very interesting. And, you know, I think people have to be aware. Connecticut's a strange state. I mean, it produced Senator Prescott Bush after the Second World War, who was Hitler's banker and financier. And we have Joe Lieberman, who's a Likud fascist and represents interests in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv more so than in Connecticut. And I think we have to be very careful about our freedoms and our freedoms of expression being lost. But regarding the young children in Michigan, I'm very concerned in a sense that the government is attempting to legislate people's livelihoods and basically their how they live, what they're going to eat, what's their caloric intake. And I think this relates also to the Codex Alimentarius, that's the UN standard for world food and also the distribution of food in the world. And I think we're going to find out that, you know, when we have the food riots and in hyperinflation and the food riots like they had in the Middle East last year and earlier this year, those that have a little bit of fat are going to survive. Those that have stored historically the ability to produce fat was a very good gene, especially in the medieval periods where you had sort of feast and famine.
Well, now Frank, I've got a question about this. Yeah. The idea of there being food riots, to me, doesn't make that much sense. And the reason is because the United States, even though, I mean, it's a wealthy country, people make, comparatively to the rest of the world, a lot
not
more
really
money.
Not really anymore. That's a myth, Ian.
Mark.
I'm sorry, Mark. That's
no
a
problem.
Myth.
But comparative to places like, you know, Africa, the Middle East,
but our
Southeast Asia.
But our cost of living is much higher. Our cost of living over here is much higher.
But if you know, so when people are shipping food, they say to themselves, instead of shipping food over to this area or that area, I'm going to ship it to the United States where I can get more for it because, you know, at this point, food is
able to do it. I mean, most of our food production over the last 10 years has been purchased by China, you know, with hard cash. So in a sense,
aren't going to be shipping food off to China if people are starving in the streets here in America.
Of course they will, because they own the food. That's what will happen, and our government will allow that to happen.
Well, I think that I disagree. I don't think that that's how it's going to turn out. But I do think that people, it's a good idea for people to have a certain amount of food stored up. It's always a good idea to be prepared. Frank, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. Riots in the streets over food?
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the Sacral toll-free call-in line, 1-855-450-3733, live Saturday night edition with Mark
and Gard.
Give us a call. Talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Baseball game must be over. The calls are rolling in.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive?
Yeah.
Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy that the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. You can visit jurisdictionary.com. Download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, use the free legal dictionary, watch the free video, then buy the course. It's jurisdictionary.com. When you do buy the course, remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out. Let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. Jurisdictionary.com. I have taken this course myself, recommended highly. I think everybody should take this. This is what you should have learned in civics class. Jurisdictionary.com. Let's go to Jim in Portland. Jim.
Hey there. How are you guys doing this evening?
All's well.
Okay, yeah, and the Sox lost 4-3.
Okay.
about warrantless arrest?
Yes.
Just cause.
Yes, but the problem is that the actual Constitution states that the warrant must be issued by a judge on probable cause, and they have switched it over to the officer on hand determining what is probable cause, which is bogus. The idea is that it's supposed to be the judge that determines probable cause. It's supposed to be a deliberative process whereby the state doesn't act and move on people without really thinking it through.
Yeah, that's bogus, but it is what's occurring.
Yeah, you got it right, man. I mean, you speak reality, brother.
There's another one, too. The State Wildlife Service has a uniformed Rangers unit or whatever they want to call it. But I don't know about other states, but in Maine, They come into your house whenever they want. If they think you've got something.
The most powerful law enforcement officer in the United States is somebody who works for the Wildlife Services. Judge, jury, executioner. There is no appeal. They do not need warrants. They can do whatever they want. It's very bizarre stuff.
Whoa, man.
I mean, you
is
know,
this
you,
like to inspect for the snail darter type deal?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, man. I forgot about that.
Have a dead scrub jay in there.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's amazing to me. And by the way, if people are just joining us, one of the reasons that we're talking about the Fourth Amendment is at the opening of the show, we discussed how on 9/11, a number of people who had darker complexions and had relatives who lived in the Middle East, of otherwise known as Middle Eastern descent, were pulled off of a flight, handcuffed and pulled off of a flight by armed police officers, a SWAT team. They didn't have any Fourth Amendment rights read to them. They were strip searched. And now we've got another story about the Fourth Amendment being abridged in Michigan. And it's all about trying to save children from eating too much. And so they might become obese. And now the state says that they have an interest in that. And we all know that under the new federal fascism, medical fascism law, your Fourth Amendment rights to your medical privacy are non-existent because it's for a greater good. Now, up there in Maine, you must have a lot of neighbors who think that this is totally okay, and yet at the same time, do you think that there's a bit of hypocrisy on the parts of some of those people because they were against people's phone records being taken by the Bush administration? I think there's a double standard.
Yeah, they're trying to have it both ways.
Yeah, and for them, the ends justify the means, which really ticks me off.
Hey, now, you mentioned about 9/11.
Yeah.
I remember watching on MSNBC, Banfield. She's walking down the street towards the towers. And this is before they collapsed. They'd been hit, but they hadn't collapsed yet. Mm-hmm. A gentleman in a dark suit, and I don't mean MIB. And a gentleman in a dark suit and glasses, and you could see he had an earpiece, you know. He walks up to her and says, "You have to turn around and go back." I never heard anything. She turned around and went back, and they switched over to something else. But I have not heard a single thing about that since I saw that.
And there is some strange stuff about Building 7 going down, and there was a BBC report that actually reported it 20 minutes beforehand, and you can find that footage online. They said Building 7 has gone down, and that one of them actually said it was brought down, I think was one of the reporters who said that. And Building 7 was actually standing behind the British reporter as that person was saying it. So there was something very strange going on there. They got some signal from somebody. You know, one of the things that I like so much about Free Talk Live when I'm here is we also, you know, it's not just a mutual complaint society. We try to then take these stories and say, okay, what's the positive alternative here? Because, you know, we know that we can get upset about stories like this Michigan thing, Governor Rick Snyder being an absolute pinhead, fascist, invading people's privacy. We know that up in Maine, you guys have this, what you mentioned as a problem. That's stunning to me. And I think a lot of people would question, well, what's the alternative? And thank you for the call. They would say, what's the alternative? The alternative is through freedom, the things that individuals want to see checked and managed will be checked and managed based on what they really want. And if you want it more, if you want it less, if you want more air security, if you want less air security, these will happen within certain parameters that the government can't handle right now. If you want to have kids handled better for their health care and things like that, insurance companies are there for a reason. And if they're in good health, they can get a discount. That's the whole point. So let the private market handle these sorts of things. And you'll see people having incentives and disincentives. It works.
Let's go to Mike in Tallahassee. Mike.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
What's happening?
We'll stay on topic a little bit. One of you made a comment a while ago about if we see a fat person walking down the sidewalk, then we can pretty much feel assured that they're going to cost us tax money. I don't really agree with that. I don't see how you can say that. That fat person may be wealthy enough that they're self-insured. They may have tons of health insurance. We don't know that.
Well, that's under today's paradigm. I did mention Obamacare when I said it, and under Obamacare, guidelines, the government's going to be involved in everybody's health care decisions significantly more than they are now,
and
the money is going to be flowing from them. So it really doesn't matter how wealthy one is at that point because, well, you know, we're all involved in it. I'm not saying it's right, Mike. I'm only saying that it will be true.
I agree with that, absolutely. I must have missed part of your comment, but at any rate, on the same topic, I would like someone, some of your listeners, callers, to give me one example, one good example that can be backed up of anything the government's ever acted legislation for that has actually done any good. The government is becoming a nanny state. Everything that happens, every death, every injury, they want to legislate something to prevent that from happening again.
And let me just say,
oftentimes their legislation results in the opposite of what they were hoping to do.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Exactly.
And I'll just state something which is axiomatic, which is an economic principle. It is impossible for anyone to tell you that anything the government has ever done has been of value. And the reason they can't tell you it's good, because valuation and the determination of what is good or what is bad are done subjectively. And government decisions and actions do not allow the subjective valuation process to occur. I don't want to get too technical, but it's not possible to say that a government doing this or doing that has any sort of value, because no one had any choice to determine whether it was valuable to them. Their money was taken.
Yep.
The only way you can determine value and good is if people are left to make their own decisions about something.
Well, I would say that if you keep on making guesses with other people's money, sooner or later you're going to make a right guess. And I do have one example, Mike, of a government program that I think has kind of worked out in their favor. That is public radio. Public radio has huge listenership. And it gets 90%+ of its money from corporate underwriters and listeners like you.
Like the Kaiser Family Foundation.
Right, and the people that are, you know, creating a more just, verdant, and peaceful world or whatever. And they haven't, they only get 10% of their money from the government at this point. They don't need that 10%. If they just came on the air and said, hey, we've lost our 10%, listeners, pony up, they'd probably get significantly more than 10% because they do provide a valuable service. I think that they are a white elephant, an enigma. And that white elephant's not the right term. They're an enigma, and generally the government screws everything up. Mike, I appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss, is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
$55,453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday edition. 1-855-450-3733. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. There we have, well, ways for you to do the shopping you normally do online at Newegg and Amazon and the big retailers like that. And you'll get the same great products, same great service, same great prices you normally get. And a little bit of your purchase price will go back to Free Talk Live. It is a great way to support Free Talk Live without costing you any money.
Yeah.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That'll cover your shipping and handling. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Let's go to Vince in Indiana. Vince.
Hello,
Vince,
Mark,
can you hear me?
How are you doing tonight?
All's well.
Greetings. What can we do for you tonight, my friend?
Well, listen, I've been rereading a book called Brave New World by Aldous Huxley.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I could never even say that guy's last name.
I know. He talks about the world state and all that, and technologies back then, you know, that were available to spy on people and all that. But he talks about, and I'm trying to remember the article or the book, he talks about the world democracies at that time, which he called that, the world democracies, would not be able to keep up with that technological change and that was coming on them at that time, you know, because there was the development of the combustion engine, internal combustion engine. Mm-hmm. There was the development of trucks versus the rail system. And then, you know, the plane, you know, the airplanes that could fly intercontinental, especially here in the United States.
And you see that the government does have a difficult time keeping up with technological change. I mean, they haven't yet figured out how to tax the Internet. They're trying to figure out how to tax the Internet as hard as they can, and they can't figure it out.
Copyright laws are way behind.
You know, when you talk about Moore's Law, and this is a law about technological change, apparently, you know, the computing power increases every 18 months is the claim, and it doubles every 18 months, I should say. It doubles every 18 months, which means that you know, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. There's no way the government can keep up with that kind of, you know, exponential change.
Like my horror magazine collection.
And the technology absolutely will outpace the government.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then, I can give you a real, you know, example, IBM to Microsoft, and then, you know, the development of the small or mid-sized computer, the personal computer, mm-hmm. the Macintosh, and Compaq, and Sony, and
the PC, sure, sure.
Oh, and yeah. Hewlett Packard. I mean, and now, you know, now they're going to go to tablets, you know, the little micro tablets that Apple's producing, and I can't think of who else is producing it.
There's Android, also Motorola, yeah, Toshiba.
Oh, yeah.
But believe me, Apple may have come out first, but they're not going to be the only one in the marketplace.
No, but I mean, that's going to keep going on, you know, and going sure. on and going on. And Aldous Huxley said, with all the, you know, I mean, they talk about the Kindle and how it basically has revolutionized the bookselling industry.
That's true. It's
yeah,
true.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of people would prefer to have one Kindle and get any book they want to be able to read on it than to have books. There are still some people that want to, you know, that want to have books, and I think that books will, you know, continue to be a collector's items on into the future. But I got to say, I think that as time goes by, these, you know, Kindle-type devices are going to outpace books.
I have some great conversations at the writers' conventions I attend, and I'm going to be attending one in, a week and another one right after that over in England, in Brighton, England. And so many of the writers there are very much in favor of the Kindle. They know
sure.
that it gives
they
them
can get
power.
More, yeah, they can get more money
exactly,
out of it.
The
writer generally doesn't get that much money out of a book that's sold, but when you're selling an e-book, the writer can get all of it.
Look at a guy like Taran Lupo. I'll give Taran Lupo a big plug for his book, Pirates of Savannah. You know, check
Pirates
it out on
Savannah
Amazon.
Book.com.
Absolutely.
He was like number something important on Amazon with just an e-book.
He's getting awards for this book, and, you know, here's a guy we had conversations beforehand about, you know, how he was going to go about getting his ebook out there. And this guy grabbed hold of all this technology and knowledge, and he did it. And it's fascinating to me because, you know, as you call up, I know that some people worry about this sort of thing. And, you know, technology expands geometrically or exponentially, depending upon people's interests. But it can be stopped by the government destroying things, or at least slowed down.
Yeah, the technology can absolutely be slowed by the government.
Right.
The government would love to regulate technology out of business. So does this all sound right to you, Vince?
Oh, yes, because, I mean, from what I'm reading about Aldous Huxley, but I also think that Thomas Darwin said the same thing back in the 1800s.
Well, I guess we're in good company. Appreciate the call, Vince. Thank you.
Thanks, Vince.
855-450-FREE. Not that I think that, you know, I mean, a lot of people hear Darwin's name and they consider it a cuss word. I think that, you know, I don't think that just because this smart man came up with this idea that it is somehow not compatible with the idea of there being a supreme
being of some sort. You know, I think it was before Darwin died. He did accept the idea of the great green arcle seizure from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy that created the universe with a sneeze. So there you go.
42. Corey in Florida.
Hello.
Hey, Corey. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
I would like to talk about the Occupy Wall Street protest going on in Lower Manhattan right now.
Okay, tell us about it.
It's put on by several groups. I believe it was Adbusters, Anonymous, and a few others, maybe.
I saw a Code Pink banner there.
Oh, yeah, I guess Code Pink, too. I know it's a whole bunch of groups putting together, including seeing some anarchists, liberals, everything.
Okay.
And one of the interesting things is every single thing I've seen about it says, you know, peaceful, stay peaceful, stay peaceful. And yet there are riot cops already in there that are wanting to end the protest, which is supposed to occupy Wall Street for at least a month. They wish to end it by Monday.
You know, when I was telling the story to my wife before I came to the studio, she said, you know, when I was in New York, I just couldn't believe that they had those army guys there right on the street. And she was referring to, I assume, NYPD cops that are outfitted like military guys. They have helmets and the black sunglasses so you can't see their soulless eyes. And they're you know, carrying submachine guns strapped over their shoulders and things like that. And I think it's really disturbing to a lot of Americans to go to New York City and see this, what essentially looks like a police state going on there in the Wall Street area. I understand why they feel they must have these kind of things. I mean, I get it, but that doesn't feel good. It feels like a police state when you see these things.
Yeah, I agree.
On 9/11, I was watching MSNBC, and the chief of police of New York City directly said, "We're not a police organization. We are a paramilitary organization.
Oh, man. You know, this is one
of
the things.
I'll give him this. He's honest.
Yeah, he's honest. That's true.
Unlike almost every other person in the system, he at least admitted he's bad.
No, you stated very well, and it really should. I hope it takes the blinders off some people's eyes, because a lot of people think, well, they need to be prepared this way. They need to be ready this way. Look at what happened. Look how many police officers sacrificed their lives. You know, if you accept the idea that the government needs to exist in order to protect people, and that people can't form their own associations for protections without forcibly taking other people's money, then with events like 9/11, I think it becomes very difficult to let people see clearly how they're being led down a path towards a real police state. And this is extremely troubling to me. And I know a lot of people go into the police force because, you know, familial ties, they think they're doing a noble thing. But I am very troubled with the way that people are touting and rooting for the military, the police state, calling people heroes just by entering the police officer profession.
I think that that's when you see the lists of top 10 most dangerous jobs in the United States, I'm a firefighter, okay?
Yes.
And firefighters aren't on that list. Neither are cops.
Right.
That's because
lumberjacks are on there, fishermen are on there, right. That sort of stuff.
You know, so if being put in danger is, you know, for the quote-unquote public good, is in some way makes one a hero, then fishermen, cab drivers, bus drivers, long-haul truckers, you know, these people are heroes. And you know, folks that work for the government, because that's what people will say. If you work for the government, you're a hero. And that's what I find the most disturbing about this.
Yeah, and the whole first responder thing is also erroneous, because police are not the first responders. They very rarely are. 99 times out of 100, the first responder is someone right next to the person being attacked or harmed or in danger. The police aren't the first responders.
Corey, thanks for the call. 855-453. You can give us a call. Got any comments? 855-450-3733.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whittle agents' intellects into pointy, sharp utensils, and this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save on insurance if you own a car and a house? Should you A, sit down with a farmer's agent to combine your policies into a delightful savings sandwich, or B, keep separate policies? The answer? A, talk to us and pass the mail.
We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.